moment is closer. Because you never know.
But it's obvious that we're very positive, and we think that in the next few games we can celebrate.
What did you make of your side's performance today? Because after Good Friday, you demanded a better one.
Yeah, to be honest, we started much better than last game. But anyway, I told my player half time that look like the first half, like if it's an end season show. You know what I mean? Good discipline, good quality, but not the fire that I expect. But it's not an excuse. It's not easy in this moment of the season, especially because we played a different between us and the other clubs that we played also last Tuesday, you know, so a few games in a row with not many changes. It wasn't easy, but the lads made a very professional game. They suffering, and they tried to give their best. At the end of the day, we won. That is the most important thing.
Do you think there were a few tired legs out there? Because I think that was the fourth game in 9 days for Swindon.
Yeah. Always, I say to the people, no, okay, how the people can go tired? But obviously, the first few months, after 8 months since the preseason, you know, same players, you know, it's not easy. It's not easy. But anyway, they still in a better form than the other teams. You can see the second half individually, the opponents struggling. This side, they look a bit fitter than the other side that came here, you know, Bristol, the other side. But my demand is always high, and I will insist, because only if you push over your possibility, you can become a player with a winning mentality. And even if you have to understand when someone's struggling because he's really tired, I need to change. But anyway, today they made a great performance, not fantastic. Like a weekend, but a great performance. It was enough for win, and we have enough time to recover the energy, because we don't play in the next few days. Or we play next Saturday for maybe a better performance with the same result.
One goal settled it today, but do you think Lee Holmes meant it?
But Lee Holmes in some way got the same quality, you know, even if he's one that always go 1v1. For this I like him, and sometimes they can lose some maybe the decision making, you know, and go and try to beat his opponent. But this is what I want, because you can beat every time you try to go 1v1 your opponent. But if you do this 80% of the time and deliver, win